Welcome to Best Life University. I'm Dr. Lynn Brown, a counselor and educator. In this podcast, I discuss a myriad of topics related to the five dimensions of personal growth: mental, social, spiritual, emotional, and physical. Thank you so much for listening. Today's topic is intentional weight management, motivation, how do you stay motivated, part one. It's one thing to get motivated, but it's another to stay motivated. In order to maintain your motivation to achieve permanent weight management, you must be able to visualize your success, identify the habits and attitudes you want to change, constantly reinforce new habit patterns, and be flexible enough to alter the specific and positive reasons for wanting to lose weight as the need arises. Let's examine each of these requirements one at a time. First, you need to visualize the result. The key to success is visualizing the result as soon as you start working toward the goal. You need to see yourself in your imagination achieving results. You have to start envisioning yourself as you want to be. Research results are speculating that the subconscious part of the mind, which stores memories, can be compared to a computer. Since it is continually being furnished with data from the conscious part of the brain, it is continually being programmed. It is unable to change information, but sends data back to the conscious portion of the mind when needed. As data is fed into the subconscious, the detailed information is integrated so it can be recalled to the conscious part when needed in order to help reach a predetermined goal. So, the information you feed your subconscious will determine your behavior. Therefore, if you give your subconscious the idea that you are thin, that you have reached your goal, you will exhibit behaviors that reinforce these concepts, and ultimately, you will find they have become reality. Second, identify habits and attitudes that need to be changed. In order to achieve weight management success, you need to know specifically what must be changed. So you need to take the time to identify the particular habits and attitudes that promote weight gain and maintain it at that level. This is tedious but essential. Also, it is extremely important that you determine your specific cues. Catalog the various situations in which these habits take place. After determining the habits, attitudes, and situational cues that are problem-causing, you can begin moving toward changing and reinforcing the new habit patterns. Be sure to visit our home at bestlife21.org. Thanks. Copyright 2022, Lynn Berenius Brown.